It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Would you join us in a time of prayer? Precious Father, how we thank you for the privilege to call upon your name. And Lord, I ask you today, would you tender our hearts? God, would you open our very minds, our souls, our very spirits? And Lord, as we open the precious Word of God, Lord, would you speak to our heart, even in our very inner spirit? And Lord, we thank you that that's the preciousness of the very inspired Word of God, the very breath of the Lord that's written. God, as we pray, we ask your will to be done. And then, Lord, when we open this book, you're speaking to us. And Lord, would we listen to you? Would we bow to you? Would we commit to your absolute will? Father, I pray today, would you touch the lives of those around the radio today? God, that dear saint of God that may be sick in body, would you touch? Lord, that child of God that's going through a struggle, would you lift them up? And then, Father, I pray today, Lord, for our churches, for our pastors, for our missionaries, for our evangelists, those that are being true to the Word of God, Lord, would you give them that anointing, that unction, the Spirit of the Lord upon their life? Give souls, and God, we ask your will to be done. That soul that may be listening today, that knows not the Lord, would you touch that life as only you can, and draw them to you, save them by your marvelous grace. In Jesus' lovely and wonderful name we ask it. Amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt. What a blessing it is to be with you today. And as we go into another week, and have you noticed how that this month's moving right along? My goodness, here in August. And I want you to turn in your Bible, God's precious word today, back to the book of Romans. Romans chapter number 5. And in this scripture here, we're dealing with God's righteousness and showing us just what justification is in the life of the believer. And folks, I want to say to you, there's nothing in the world that's greater than being genuinely saved. And when I say genuinely saved, there's no such thing as just part saved. God saved you totally and completely. And we may fail him, we may let him down, but can I say to you, the Lord has never lost one of his young'uns yet. And we're going to deal in chapter 5. We're going to pick up at verse number 10 just in a moment. But let me just mention this. Let me just mention about our VBC Bible Institute. As coming this number Thursday, we will be going through the third session, the third class of our lessons, and it's a 16-week, and those may be interested, can I say, it's not too late to enroll. If you want to, you can go to www.vbcministries.org. go to our website. We have a new website. And if you want to enroll on the VBC Bible Institute, you can go just bring up the Bible Institute and go to the class. It'll show you how to enroll. We have the registration form there, all the information. And we now have all of these classes are on the web, and we're teaching internet. Instead of having individual classes here, it's all on the internet, and the classes are on video for those that want to watch it. The first class is Old Testament Survey. Dr. Tolokes is the teacher. Class 2, How We Got Our Bible, Brother Kenneth Forbes. Class number 3, Church Doctrine and Ministration, our instructor and teacher is Brother Wynn Greer. The cost of the school, the books, and all about it, very simple. If we can help you, if you need to call us, 423-772-3848. If we can help you, we will. You can go right to that web page and get what you need. And we invite you to study the Word of God. And we've got more students coming in. If you're thinking about enrolling, enroll with us. Don't wait till next week. Get it done. Amen. And get in there and do it for the Lord. And now, can I say this to those of you that help us with Bibles? We've got another shipment of Bibles almost ready to just be shipped out. And we'll be taking care of that this week. And thank you for helping us and for helping us to keep the radio programs going, the Bibles going, the Bible lessons, and all we're trying to do. And God is good. We're doing it for His glory and for His honor. Now, is there any benefits to being saved and living for God? The world would tell you, in other words, that what you need to do is give your life to the Lord and give your best to the world. Well, I want to tell you, the greatest thing in the world is to live for God. The best benefits in the world is being saved. It's the best bargain that's around. And yet the devil will say, well, you're crazy for living for the Lord. You don't have any fun. Well, listen to me, if you will, in the Word of God. Look at the benefits of being born again, being saved, and living in the righteousness of the Lord. Verse number 8 said, God commendeth His love toward us when? In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. What a love He had for us. Does He love us after He saves us? Oh, my goodness, yes. But even before, you may be listening to me today as a lost sinner. And the devil may have you telling, well, there ain't nobody cares about me. Ain't nobody cares whether I go to hell. I want to tell you, the Lord does. God loved you. He gave His Son to die for you. Jesus loves you. He gave His life for you. And can I say to you, even while you're yet in your sin, look at verse number 9. Much more then, being now justified, after we get saved, after we trust Jesus, we're justified how? By His blood, not by your goodness, not by your righteousness. We're justified by His blood, His sacrifice. We shall be saved from wrath through Him. How long will we be saved? Well, we're saved the moment that we trust Him. We're washed by His precious blood. And we shall be saved from even the wrath that's to come on this world. And how is it done? Through Him. We're saved by grace and we're saved from wrath. In fact, a child of God that's worried about dying, hey, death's just a stepping out of this life and going into another world. Amen. Heaven. Glory to God. I mean, we're saved from wrath through Him. My wife died with cancer. When I hear the word cancer, my heart, it grips me. It does. I say, oh Lord, my heart goes out to any family or any individual. But can I say to you, the Lord has delivered us from wrath through the Lord Jesus Christ. It's all in Him. Look with me at verse number 10. For if, when we were enemies, well, that's strange, isn't it? When were we enemies? If you're lost, you're a sinner, you're an enemy to God. You're against God. You're an enemy to Him. There was a day that I was an enemy toward my precious, lovely Savior. And He said, for if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son. It was all in the Son of God. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And then He goes on here in this verse, and He says, much more, being reconciled, brought to God, we shall be saved by what? His life. Folks, we live and move and have our life in His being. It's not in what we've give up or what we're doing. It's all in Him. Our life is all about the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me read verse 10 to you again. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. When? Now and tomorrow and throughout eternity. Can I say to you, Jesus Christ, our life is in His hand. What a Savior that we have. Look down in verse number 11. And not only, here's the continuation of the benefits. God don't just save you and set you down somewhere and say, well, you're saved now, behave and be good little boy. No, praise God, the benefits of the Lord. Not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Would you park right there just a moment? Do you have joy in your heart because you're saved? Can you simply raise a hand and say, glory to God, I know I'm saved. I'm one of God's young'uns. Not only so, but we also joy in God. How? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. And watch how it is. By whom we have now, we received the atonement. And what is that? His fulfillment, His righteousness, His life, His salvation. Do you know the Lord? Hallelujah. We have received His atonement. Thank you for listening. Till next time.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to The Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's The Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.